Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM, giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, the youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all a blessed morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay on this morning. God did it. Amen. Praise God. God woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. As we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. But everything is fitted jointly into place on today because of our God, oh, a glorious God, who loved us so that he gave his Son for the ultimate sacrifice that we may have a way to the tree of life eternally. And today is the day that God has made for you and for me. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name, that we would give him the praise, the honor, and the glory to bow down before his throne this morning and just offer up thanksgiving unto him. The Lord our God is mighty. Is one. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you. First, I come giving God the honor who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and elect Barbara Smith, and to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. We come to you this morning, God, just thanking you just for another brand new day. We thank you for breathing down on us, God, just breathing life into these vessels once more, God. And that's enough to just say thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for how you shield us and protect us all last night as we were asleep, God. Didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger came over us, God. Had the angels set at our door guarding in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you this morning, God. We praise your holy name. Oh, God, we look to the hills this morning, God, which coming out, help, realizing all our help's coming from you. In the name of Jesus, God, once more, God, we lift up every man and woman that's of yours, God. God, we pray this morning, God, that you continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Give them traveling mercy to and for, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down. God, continue to let them cry out like never before, God. We ask you this morning, Holy Spirit, come in and have your way, huh? Because we realize we can't do nothing. Nefido Boshe, God. Without you, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you saturate the atmosphere this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we crying out to you once more, God. We lift up our family members up to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them into you, God. Save, deliver, and set the captain free, God. We ask that you go into the hospitals, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you heal every vessel this morning, God. By your stripes once again, Lord, let us continue to stand on your word each and every day, every hour, every minute, God, when our body is reckoning pain, God, but yet and still our bodies are healed. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word, God. Let us continue to cry out. Our bodies are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for healing diabetes this morning, God. We thank you for healing cancer this morning, God. Thank you for AIDS this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Hadoraboshe, God, for healing arthritis, Hadoraboshe. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for healing just a mind, Hadoraboshe, God, a mind regulator for somebody, God. We thank you for being a heart. Name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning. Even I know you're in the crack house, God, the alcoholic house this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're walking those houses, God, this morning with your delivering power, God. You're breaking every chain, change on minds, the change on the hearts, God, the change on the ankles of the bullshit, God, that they can order your footsteps, God. Thank you for saving this morning, God. Delivering this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God. The ones that you already have saved, God. And with the Holy Spirit, God. Those are the ones truly need to be saying thank you, God. Because I once was there. Oh, but when I look around now, I truly can say, God, yet still he lived. Because he came by one day and touched me, Hadoraboshe, God. He even took me to the well of my son, Hadoraboshe, where I can drink the water from the well, that I never thirst anymore. I never have the desire for the things that I used to do, Hadoraboshe. We thank you this morning, Jesus, God. We realize, God, you're good all the time. Not just sometimes, God. You don't have swing ways, Hadoraboshe, God. You don't just love sometimes, God. You're God that stays in the right standard of Moshe, the character, and the love, God. We thank you this morning, huh? Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you. Lift up every radio, huh? It's God of our standard of Moshe, every internet person this morning, huh? That's tuned in, God. I pray, God, this morning that you give them a touch, God. Not just a little Moshe touch, God, but a touch, God, that will turn them around, their minds and their situation around, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I pray, God, that the ones that's not saved that listening, God. Go in, God, with your saving power this morning. Deliver and set them free in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I pray this morning, you go by Sandra Boshe. The ones that don't have anything, God, Boshe, God. I pray, God, that you send somebody this morning, God, and put food on their table, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We lift up our spouse once more to you, God. Continue to shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to go Boshe. Lead them in the righteous way, God, Boshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your will this morning, God. We realize, God, that you don't force yourself on nobody, God. But we have to have a free will, God, to want to say yes to your will. We have to have a free will, God, to live according to the way you want us to live in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick, God, of all shit, God. We lift up the Wings family this morning, God. The Ramos family this morning, God, of all shit, God. Oh, we even live in the most shining of all shit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask, God, that you deliver them, God. Set them free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We ask that you go, God, to the every four corners of the nation, God, in the world, God. Oh, God, God, when you walk, even your presence, God, it changed the situation, God. So as you walk in this morning, God, I realize, God, that you're changing every situation, God. All of us, son of us, God, we thank you this morning, God. We ask that you continue to create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, God, that we can live the way that you desire for us to live, God. Love the way that you want us to love, God. Not a temper worry love, right out of the standard of O'Shea. Not a love when somebody say a certain thing, it turns out. Your love never turns out, right out of O'Shea, God. But that's when we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your divine peace, God. Because we realized once, we didn't have no peace, but now we truly say we can have your peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for every leader, God, every leader, God, we ask, God, in order to do your perfect will, God. Let us stand up like strong soldiers in you, God. We realize, God, there are some things, God, that you're still working on, God. We thought about standing up, God. We pray, God, that you can bring low self-esteem up, God, that we can stand like never before, God. In the memory laws, God, we bind up memory laws this morning, that my son up under the blood of Jesus, God. Break every chain out the memory laws, God. In the name of Jesus, go, God, this morning, God. Let us do your will, God. When we stand before the son of the Boshe, when we stand before the nation, God, let us know that you are with us, son of Boshe, God, that you are God that never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God. And God, Lord of Oshay, God, let us continue to read your word, Lord of Oshay, God. Your understanding, God. Your knowledge, your wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need the more, God. We are hungry, God. We desire to want to eat it. We desire to want to know what about Santa Lord of Oshay, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We lift up to you once more up to you, God. Continue to have your legions of angels wrap all around them. Remember, God, even in our home, not just in our home, God, and if you continue to chill them and protect them, God, and raise them up in the way they need to be raised in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless this mother's minds and the heart. Let them begin to love on this. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue, God, Lord of Oshay, that they can hold their hands on this Sunday school and the church with them in the mighty name of Jesus, so she can be taught as well as the child being taught. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We truly need your help, God, in every area, God. Somebody might need you in one way, and the other one might need you in the other way, God. But God, Lord of Oshay, all of those things at one time, you are the most God. You are God all by yourself, and you can do it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God makes a difference in every kind of person's life in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Whatever they have to do, God, if they're a doorkeeper, God, Lord of Oshay, God, make them the most of the best. Oh, people, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, if you have to sweep the floor, God, make us the best sweeper that it is in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Whatever our duty is, God, make us the best, God. We desire to be the best in you, God. Let us give all of us, God. All of us, people, almost shine out of ocean this morning, God. In the ocean, God. Rain down on us, God, begin to shake us, God. Continue to stretch us like never before. Continue to stretch us, God, when we feel like we can't take another stretch. Continue to let us cry out, God, when it seems like it's nothing else to pull out. Oh, God, but I know how to bullshit, God. When you empty us, God, you come back in and pull us back up. So we say thank you, God. Let us have enough in us, God, that we can see somebody's head hung down. Instead of a young lady, a man, a woman, a man. And tell them, be encouraged, out of Oshay, God. Be encouraged, my child. Encourage my daughter, my brother, out of Oshay, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us just tell them, you can make it, Oshay, God. You can make it, because I walked in your shoes one day, out of Oshay, God. They were very happy, how about that, out of Oshay. But we just kept in on the name of Jesus, out of Oshay, God. Out on the name of Jesus, God. When we turned around, out of Oshay, God, he had stuck us out that situation, turned things around. Huh? So now we can say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, even when we're going through, out of Oshay, God. When we are just going through, we don't know how it's going to turn out. When our back is against the wall, God, yet and still we can say, Jesus, Hallelujah. We give you the praises this morning, God. Continue, God, to do a great work in us, God. Let us do the most shine, the most shake, God. Let us be holy, holy from the inside, on the outside, God. Every expectation of our life, God. Let us walk as you have walked, God. You said that we could, God. So we believing on you. We're standing on your promises, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yeah, glory be to God this morning. Somebody, oh, I don't care where you're at. You might be deep down in the valley, but you should God pray, God, to give you the strength, God, of all shit, God, that you say thank you this morning. Even being in the valley, somebody this morning, God, of all shit, God, you might be down and out, don't have anything, but yet and still you need to say thank you to Jesus, God, of bullshit. Continue to praise them, praise them like never before, because when the blessing goes up, God, of our bullshit, it surely comes down. Somebody can be saved this morning, calling on the name of Jesus, God, of bullshit. Somebody will be delivered this morning, just calling on the name of Jesus, God, of bullshit. God, you just call on the hold on, and you think he won't come in, but he'll come in, oh, boy. A matter of fact, he's already in. Just continue to pull on the name of Jesus. Pull on him like never before. Love him on the middle of our little bullshit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, of bullshit, God. Because I realized this morning, God, about Sunday, even in the crack house, somebody been there 2 and 3 days, smoking. Oh, but God, I pray, God, that your anointing come in, Lord, of bullshit, God. That you break it, God, of our Sunday, Lord, of bullshit, right now, God. Take the taste and the desire out of our Sunday from them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Somebody saying somebody won't never be nothing. They'll never rise. They won't be go much out. But I tell you today, you saying it, the flesh is telling them that they won't have. But God is saying another thing that they will have. He'll take the gift and then answer they have and use it for his glory when he cleans it up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of all check out. Oh, God, be encouraged. Be encouraged, people, God, of all check everywhere. It's not the end of all check, not of all check. It's not the last. It's just the beginning. In the name of Jesus, God, of all check. And let God show you the way. Let him lead you in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to somebody that if you separate yourself from the crowd, the one that you think that loves you, turn about you, God, of all check, not of all check. Every devil is alive this morning. Every bullshit, God. The devil don't care about nobody, how the bullshit, God. He don't care about your knees, how the bullshit, God. He'll walk with you, yes, how the bullshit. Have you heard that song? If you let the devil ride, he gonna drive out of the bullshit. Wait till hell, everybody, I know. This morning it's time to just separate yourself from people and things out of bullshit, God. And begin to walk like Jesus, out of bullshit, God. Let him guide you, how the bullshit, God. The name of Jesus. They may say you're extra, but it'll be all right. Just keep on walking, bullshit. You might have to walk sometime with tears draining on your face, but you got to know the bullshit, God, that God is walking with you. He's concerned about you. He loves you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for him this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the gangs that's walking in the body, son of the bullshit. Parents, I cry out to you this morning, how the bullshit, God. Take a hold to your kids this morning. Know where they're going and where about. I pray, God, that you bring a change in their life, even in the mother's life and the home, God, of the bullshit. God, this is a serious situation. God, we cry out for every youth that it is, Lord of all shit, God. The one that's not saved and the one that is saved, God. Lord of all check, God. Oh, God, help him this morning, God. Help him equal for a son, Lord of all shit, God. Your mind regulated for the little ones, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Every time you turn on the TV, it's a youth in here. How about that? It's a youth killing their parents, God. I plead the blood of this killing me, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, go by sound of the bullshit. In the name of Jesus, God. Let your perfect will be done. No matter what we see, God. But we still got to have the heart and the mindset. God is working every situation out. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God. These things we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help God. Hey, the bullshit, God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, God.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Everything, Lord God. All things, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for that corporate prayer that the mother prayed. Oh, what a corporate prayer. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit in the midst of it all. Turn it all around. Work it out for the good. Holy Spirit of the living God, as we bow before you, that you send your Holy Spirit right now to take full control of everything, Holy Spirit, right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move right now in the four corners of this earth in the name of Jesus. Internationally, nationally, locally, Holy Spirit, overflow your anointing of your Holy Spirit right now. We need you, Holy Spirit, on this day, this Friday, this fabulous Friday, to come in the midst. Oh, Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide. Fix us. Renew us. Heal us. Comfort us. Holy Spirit of the living God. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. We're waiting, Holy Spirit, for you to move. For you to be through. For you to renew each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, of the living God, we can't do it without you. We need you, Holy Spirit, to come in the midst where we are. Holy Spirit, comfort us right now. Teach us, lead us, guide us right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way in each and every one of us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Have your way right now. Whatever need, whatever desire, whatever need fixing, Holy Spirit, turn it around. Work it out for the good. Prepare us for this day. A new day. Prepare us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Let your anointing, let it overflow right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Touch every heart. Touch every man. Touch every thought in the name of Jesus. Right now, Holy Spirit, work it all out and put us, Holy Spirit, on the same accord as the Lord. Right now, Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. And we thank you now, Holy Spirit, for coming to see about us, to rescue us. Yes, Holy Spirit, to comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Do it, Holy Spirit. Do it right now. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. That your anointing power is going through right now each and every one of us through the four corners of this earth. Lord God, do it right now. Fix us for your service, Lord God. Fix us, Lord Jesus, for your use. Fix us, Lord Jesus, for your hallelujah, that we'll do things your way on today.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way. And we'll forever thank you. We'll forever praise you. We'll forever glorify you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. And we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Because of who you are. Yes, Lord. So,
Lord,
show us your face.
Yes, Lord.
On
yes,
today.
Yes.
Through your love.
Yes.
Through your comfort.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Through
yes,
your Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Lord.
Have
yes,
your way. On
yes,
today.
Lord.
In every household.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Jesus.
In every marriage.
Yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
In every family,
yes,
oh,
Lord.
Do it today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus, have your way with your people
yes,
on today. And we'll
yes,
forever
Lord.
Give your name praise. We'll forever yes, give your name praise.
Yes.
You look good. And we lift up unto you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, on today. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
name. Thank God. Thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Today is Friday. We are blessed. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
And
Amen.
Tell somebody, I'll see you Sunday in church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for everybody, internationally,
Amen.
Nationally, locally. Amen. All the way down to the Caribbean island chains. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Up and down the USA. We thank God for
yes.
you joining us this morning. Praise God to give honor unto Christ, who is the head of our life. Amen. Our keeper. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, you know, he's just a mighty good God this morning. What a mighty
Amen.
God we serve. And when we focus
yes.
on him, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Everything will be all right because we don't have to look to the left nor to the right. We just look
Amen.
Straight ahead. Amen. Yes, to the hills
Amen.
From which cometh our help. Because
yes, yes,
all
yes,
of
yes.
our help cometh
yes,
from
yes.
the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God who made the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory be
yes.
to God. Amen.
Yes.
And he made us for his purpose. Isn't
Amen.
That special on today?
Yes, it is.
Oh, bless
Amen.
His holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And we
yes,
do thank
Lord.
You all. Amen for joining us this morning. Amen. Had
Amen.
A little word from the Lord this morning. Praise God. And it's going to be coming out of Psalms 27.
Oh.
Amen. And we all know that Psalms 27, amen, is a psalm of protection. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So Psalms Amen. 27 and 1. Psalms 27 and 1. And it reads as such. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the
Jesus.
Wicked, even mine enemies and my foes
yes.
came upon me to eat up my flesh.
Yes.
Mm. They stumbled and they fell, yes, though
yes,
a
yes.
host shall encamp against me. My heart
Amen.
Shall not fear. The war shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Praise God.
Amen.
And we're going to hold right there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A psalm of protection.
Yes.
Think about it. God is our protector. Amen.
Yes.
No
Amen.
Matter what you go through, no matter what comes about, amen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what trials or tribulations, God will be right there in the
Amen.
Midst of it all. Praise God. And all we have to do is keep our confidence in him. Trust in him. Believe in him. Have faith in God. Amen. That he will do what he'll say he'll do when you ask him. For God is not a man that will lie. Amen. God can't lie. It goes against God's judgment of him being deity to tell a lie. Praise God. So when you come to him in earnest and you bow down at the altar of Almighty God in prayer to him, praise God, with your request, amen, he will do just what you ask him to do. Now, he may not come when you ask him, you see, because God has time in his hand.
Amen.
And it may not be time for you to be blessed at that point because God is working other things together for the good. Amen. That he don't have to come back, amen, and do something else because it wasn't done right.
Amen.
God will do everything right. He will do it decent and in order every time. Because God is God and God is order. Praise God. Amen. And believe it or not, he made us out of his love, but he made us out of that order. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Amen. And he told us not to fear. Amen. And I believe it's in 2 Timothy 1:7, said God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, bless his holy name. On this morning, your psalm of protection, praise God, for you, praise God, for your family, praise God, for your household, praise God, for your jobs, for your businesses, praise God, amen, for your friends, praise God, acquaintances, praise God, in everything that you do, God will protect you. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. So you need not have any fear. Just turn it over to the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And he will work it out. Amen.
Amen.
And one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I will seek in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Not where the door may be open, praise God, that he will open it. Amen. That you will go into the house of the Lord and dwell with him forever. Amen. Should be your goal. Amen. Should be your goal. Amen. Above everything else. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord's house. Because this world is not our home. We're just strangers passing through. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And here, right here, right now, oh, glory be to God. This is the proving grounds that you may enter in to the gates of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. On today, know that God is your battle axe. Know that God is your wheel in the middle of the wheel. Know that God will fight every battle for you because he said it's not yours. It is his on today. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. At this time, we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Like, what a scripture to wrap up the week. My goodness. You know, this is one of my favorite top scripture. I got many of them, but this is one of my favorite top scriptures, Pastor Smith, because, you know, this is really pertaining to individuals that who are leaders. If you're going to be planning on being a leader in your life, or you're going to be a leader in something, if you're going to take a stand, this is individual to understand. One thing that I love about this scripture is give you clarity. And it lets you know that the Lord is our light and our salvation. It put the perspectives back where it needs to be. Because sometimes we need to put our perspective, we got to get our perspectives back right. Because we'll look at everything around us and we don't realize that our perspectives are who is the light of us. Man is not the light of you. Man is not the light of us. Your issues is not the light. Your situation is not the light. Whatever you're facing is not the light. You know, that is not the light of your salvation. When we came into salvation, we didn't approach the pastor, even though they led, somebody probably led us, but we went to God. We accepted him. We did not accept the apostle as our personal savior. We did not accept the pastor as our personal savior. We did not accept our issues as our personal savior. We did not accept our problems as our personal savior. We accepted our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of the Father. We accept that the Trinity as our personal Lord and Savior. And sometimes we need to pull our own coattails and just tug on ourselves and just say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Lord is in control because I accept him as my personal Savior. So therefore, the light is in the salvation, and the salvation is in the Lord, and in the Lord whom I accept it. Y'all hear me now. My God. And he is my light. And that's where, saints of God, if you're looking for strength, that's where your strength will be at. See, that's why, Pastor Smith and the saints of God, I don't walk in fear. I don't walk and find out what's going to happen or who's wavering or this right here or what's going to happen if we got to do this or what's going to happen if this decision is going to be for me. Because why should I? Why should you if you are in the Lord? Because the Lord is your strength. That's who you can fear. And that's what this first verse really put in this perspective, like in the thing. And it's like, whom should I fear? I be afraid of. And there's so many times we be afraid of men. We be afraid of taking a stand for our life. We be afraid of stopping foolishness around us. We be afraid to say, don't bring that around here. We be afraid to say, no, this not going to happen. See, saints of God, whom shall you be afraid of? Take a stand. Don't be afraid of the adversary. Don't be afraid of your issues. Don't be afraid of any situation that come before you. Because at the end of the day, you got to understand the Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you be afraid of? And I love it because it didn't there I put anything specific. It just say, whom shall you be afraid of? You know, besides of the Spirit, besides of the Father, besides of the Lord, whom shall you be afraid of? And one thing that I love it. Now watch this. Now, it's a wrestling match took place. It was a fight that took place, began to take place, and verse 2. It said, when my wicked and in my enemies, even my foes came up to eat up my flesh, you know, they stumbled in that. It was a fight that took place. It was a fight that took place. You got to understand, when you are in the light of the Lord and you are in the Lord's will, baby, let me tell you something. Anything could come up on you, but it's a matter of time for they could go on a stumbling and fall. You will have your season where you're going to be fighting. You're going to have your season to where things is very uncomfortable, but you just wait on the Lord. My God, if you wait on the Lord, you better believe it cannot stick. Anything that is not of God, it cannot stick. That's why I have this thing, say, let folks around you, let them say what they want to say about you. But whatever they say, don't let it be true, because one thing about it, the truth is going to stand. Nothing that is not of God is going to be able to stand. It's not going to be able to stick. And it's going to come to a season. Let me sidebar for this for a second. Somebody's going to get ready
they're walking, they sees him, where they finna see things around them that it wasn't of God, finna stumble and fail. Somebody finna get ready to walk in, they sees him, till they're gonna walk into their blessing. They're gonna walk into different things that God already told you, that God don't promise you. Somebody finna get ready to walk in your season. Every lot finna get ready and get cast down to the ground. Everything that is not of God is gonna be get cast to the ground. Somebody gonna walk into their season where prosperity is coming back. Respiration is coming back. You gotta fly, for God is coming back. Somebody gonna walk into their season. Hey, my goodness. Because at the end of the day, your enemies is not gonna be able to stand. Your enemy, what is your enemy? Anything that comes at you that is not of God. And let me say that. Anything, because we look at so much as man our enemy, and that's how we describe our enemy. Well, babe, I'm sorry, debt your enemy too. Infirmity your enemy too. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, that's your enemy too. Lying, spirit of lying is your enemy too. Amen? Even your enemies. And I'm telling you right now, it's a beautiful thing when you're in the will of God, that anything that try to come up against you, guess what? It ain't going to be able to stay, because you continue to look towards the hill, which comes your hill. And all you got to do is shout. There's no reason why a child of God got to hold their head down, got to cry, got to worry. No, baby, you don't got to worry. You just going through a season, because as soon as this season is over, anything that is not of God ain't going to stay. So you just in a little season right now. You just in a little time. You count it all joy, because the victory is the Lord. And remember this before I get off this line. Remember this, saints of God. Remember who is your light. Remember who is your salvation. Remember who you receive. Amen. Remember when you get into a place of discouraging, you get into a place, you got to understand something. You didn't receive man as your personal savior. You didn't receive man as your personal savior. So they have a right to say what they want to say. They have their opinion to say what they want to feel or want to think about you. But who opinion that matters? That opinion that matters is the Lord's opinion that matters about you. So I got a question, like the Marquis said, I am blessed. I got a question. What is the opinion, your last opinion that God said about you? What is the last opinion that God said about you? Last time I checked, he said, son, good job. Last time I checked, he said, you are blessed and out of favor. Last time I checked, he said, keep walking. Last time I checked, he said, stay focused. Last time I checked, he said, you are blessed going in and blessed going out. And anything else come in my life going to say different, all I could just say, no, devil, you is a liar. Because last time I checked what God said about me, that I'm blessed in highly favor. Y'all hear me? What have God done to you? What is the last thing that God done said to you? That is your strength. That is your light. That is the salvation. Amen. Everything else, hey, my goodness, I shall not and I will not be afraid, because we're going to dwell in the tabernacle of the Most High God. Come on, saints of God. Come on, saints of God. And let's get into the rightful place with the living God. Because at the end of the day, I don't fear anything. Why should we fear? Because the Lord is our light and our salvation. Shall we fear? God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So this, amen, this Friday, fabulous Friday, enjoy the Lord. Amen. Just take it all in. Know that he's on your side. Amen. Just a note of remembrance, amen, to remind you, amen, that a cutoff for our Holy Land tour is coming up on May 20th. Amen. So get your obligations in. Amen. Praise God. We will go down and have a time. Amen. Now listen, this is the weekend. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the Lord. Amen. But most importantly, tell somebody that God loves them, and so do you. And invite them to Sunday morning service as you go your way this weekend. Have a God bless you.
I got one quick announcement. I want to reiterate those that are not doing anything, especially on this Saturday. If you're not doing anything, please, we want you to come on now, spend time with our mothers. Our mothers going to have their Queen Mother Day celebration. Please come on out and just come on and just have a great time. They're going to be at Piccadilly's. Amen. I want to make sure I give off of Gabby Rose, let me give you a contact individual. You can really contact Minister Nita, amen, and really just really call her up, and she will go ahead and explain to you and give you all the information. We want to go and let's support our family, let's support our mothers, amen, because they are full with wisdom. And we thank God for each and every one of them, that they are full with wisdom. Listen, you can get in contact with Minister Nita at 404-260-7438. 464-260-7438. And all you have to do, once you call in, press extension 707, and you will contact with her. Amen. And I want you to be able to get in contact with her and come on, be a part. We love you. Listen, if you're not able to make it, that's fine. But guess what? They'll be there Sunday. Come on Sunday. You can go ahead and love on them. Just as we men and brothers, we're going to, the men of ADM family, and we just want to love on them. We're going to thank God for all the mothers they've been placed in our life. And those that we haven't, not going to be able to see this weekend, especially for Mother's Day, Pastor and ADM family, want to see a special shout out to our international family. And we want to tell your mothers, we thank God for each and every one of you. We're not going to fake it. We thank God that God made us some strong brothers, but we will never be able to endure the pain that God allowed you all to begin to endure to give birth. And it wasn't for the mother, a man will not be here on this earth. So we thank God for you all. We thank God for the strong mother. I know there's a lot of single mothers out there. We want to encourage you and telling you, you keep going, because at the end of the day, the Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? And we just send a shout out from the ADM family, and we want to tell each and every one of you, we love you. Back to you, Pastor Smith. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. And we say kudos and we agree. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. God bless you. Have a God bless you.